97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Dr. Rebecca Jackson, who is the Executive Director of Brain Balance. Rebecca, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure. Let's dive right in here. Brain Balance. What is Brain Balance?
Brain Balance is an achievement center that's designed specifically to work with children who struggle. So we work with children who may struggle with academics. It may be struggles with social and emotional behaviors. Just attention and focus. It's a huge range of child that we work with. But Brain Balance specifically works with kids who struggle.
Define struggle.
That's a good question. You know, if you picture the 7-year-old boy sitting in class who's a smart boy, but his name is being called out over and over and over again to remind him to pay attention. The child that gets their work done but doesn't get the work turned in, so isn't getting credit for it. The child that's spending 3 times longer than their peers working to learn and retain the academics. The child who may be really stressful in the home environment, so has meltdowns over everything, can't get through dinner without tears. So struggle can happen in a lot of different ways, and struggle can have a really big impact on that child's self-esteem, their performance in school, their ability to make and keep friends, as well as having an impact on the level of stress in the home environment for the whole family.
Rebecca, what are the age groups you work with?
We work with school-age children. So we work with kids developmentally from approximately 4 years of age through the high school years. Now, I say developmentally because sometimes we may have a 4-year-old that's not quite ready for the program. So we want to see that the child is able to follow a one-step direction and that we can kind of work with them productively for 1 hour. And sometimes we have, you know, 4.5-year-olds that are ready for the program, and sometimes they need a little more time to develop to get the most out of the program. But we do work with school-age children.
Rebecca, do the children come to you or do you go to the children?
The children come to us. We start with an initial assessment in the center. That allows us to really get a sense and feel of what's going on with the child. For us, in order to be able to create an action plan to create change for that child, we need to have an understanding as to why these symptoms or conditions are existing in the first place. So we start with an in-center assessment, and then based on what that assessment shows, we make recommendations. But we do work with the kids in center for 1 hour at a time, and kids come to see us 3 times a week.
How long do the children come see before, air quotes, they're healed or their problems are solved
you
or
know,
is there ever an end?
We say all the time, we don't fix kids, we don't make kids perfect. The perfectly developing 6-year-old can still make you want to pull your hair out on occasion.
Yes.
And so we're careful. We're all about setting appropriate expectations for the family. And
yes.
So we don't fix kids, we don't make kids perfect. But we're able to give kids tools to help them be more successful in every environment. The kids that we work with, what we see over and over happening is that the families in the schools are modifying the environment or modifying things around them to help that child be successful. But that doesn't happen in the workplace. When we graduate and get a job, we're working in a cubicle with chaos happening all around us. And you can't say to your boss, I can't work well with background noise. I need my own private office as a 23-year-old.
Nice try.
Grad.
It won't work.
Yeah.
Yes.
So our goal is to really give the kids the tools for success through creating change so that they can be successful in any environment. And that amount of time varies child by child. And that's where we go back to the assessment. We've got a ton of data to show us, okay, for this child, I think it's going to take us 3 months to get your child to where they need to be, to be age and gender appropriate in their development. For other kids, it may take us longer. But that assessment really gives us a sense of what's going on. And by understanding what's going on, it allows us to estimate the amount of time it's going to take us to get to where the child needs to be. And there is an end point. You know, when you're at 100% function, you can't go beyond that. And so really our assessment is looking at both age and gender-based biases. So we can say, the behaviors that you're describing at home and in the classroom, is that typical for a six-year-old boy? Because six-year-old boys are busy. They are active.
Oh, yes.
And so we always need to answer the question for parents, is what you're seeing because you have a six-year-old boy, or are these behaviors and academics and struggles more than what we should be seeing in a six-year-old boy? And so our assessment does have the age and gender biases built into it, so we can answer that question for parents.
What about parents who want their children on the drugs, the ADHD or whatever, all that Ritalin and all that kind of stuff? Does that play a part at all in what you do?
You know, it does. And again, that's another good question. That's a really hard decision for families. And that's a personal and private decision that's between you and your physician. And we work with children on medication, not on medication. And there is absolutely an appropriate time and place where families get to a point where they feel like that's their only option. Where we come in is sometimes medication doesn't get you to where you need the child to be successful in school. Sometimes we need additional pieces in addition to the medication. And for some families, they're really committed to trying everything they can to get things in place without the use of medication. So it is our hope is through stimulation that's very specific and progressive in nature that we can mature the child to a point that the medication isn't needed. So we do know that quite a few of our kids post-program are able to reduce medication. Some are able to go off medication. But again, that's not our focus and center. That's still a private conversation that you have between the parent and the physician working with the child. What we're looking at is if we can hand your child every tool for success, if we can target the areas of the brain that are immature and not functioning the way they're supposed to, through that specific progressive stimulation, if we can mature those lagging parts of the brain, it allows the child to see a reduction in those symptoms. So hopefully they can be more successful without those additional crutches and tools. Because we know the medication, it's not a perfect solution.
Right.
When you look at long-term studies looking at academic performance with medication, oftentimes you'll see a short-term increase in the academic performance, but long-term, there's not a difference in academic performance between a child with ADHD on medication versus off of medication.
Amazing.
So sometimes you still need that medication to be successful in the classroom so that that child's name isn't constantly being called out so the other kids aren't aware. And
you
don't want that name being called out all the time. That's going to impact self-esteem and friendships.
Rebecca, why don't you give us your contact information? Because I'm sure we have a lot of parents out there chomping at the bit to contact you.
You can find our website at brainbalancecenters.com. That's BRAIN balance centers, and that's plural.com. You can also reach us on the phone at 919-391-6100. That's 919-391-6100.
Rebecca, thank you. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your amazing business. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Dr. Rebecca Jackson, who is the Executive Director of Brain Balance. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Dr. Rebecca Jackson, Executive Director of Brain Balance. Rebecca, you told us about what Brain Balance does. Please tell us, why did you start this business?
I started this business because at the end of the day, I'm a mom. And and our ultimate goal for our kids as parents is to raise our kids to be productive members of society. We want our kids to be healthy and we want our kids to be happy. And I started watching friends around me that noticed struggle in their children. And they would go to their pediatrician and say, hey, I've got concerns. And the pediatrician's response was often, oh, it's a boy. Let's wait and see. Mom, it's fine. But as a parent, you as a mom, you've got that intuition. You go on play dates and you see, gosh, my child isn't interacting the way another child is. And I watched my friends start to struggle and I watched the heartache and I watched them go from visit to visit to visit, trying to figure out, is there something going on? Is there something that they can do? Can we do something ahead of time rather than waiting until the child is in fifth grade
right.
and behind academically, not making friends, not happy? And so the heart in me as a parent wanted to learn everything I could about how do I help a child proactively. And so I started taking additional courses in neurology, and I ended up taking a series of courses in the neurology of pediatric disorders, and I was blown away. Again, it was answering the question, how can we help kids proactively? If I've got a sense that something's not where it should be for my child, what can I do to get things in place so my child can be successful going forward? So that's how I came to Brain Balance.
Have you ever had to deal with an autistic child?
Oh, we work with children on the spectrum all the time, and I absolutely love that. What we see is children on the spectrum have absolutely incredible brains. Oftentimes, they have a part of their brain that's ahead of age appropriate. And so there might be this incredible brilliance in them where they can see a license plate and memorize every license plate in the parking lot.
Whoa.
But yet they struggle with that ability to get those thoughts and express it and connect with another person. It's not that their brain is broken. It's not that their body is broken, but they've got areas of the brain that are functioning very, very high and areas of the brain that are essentially asleep or not engaging and connecting the way they're supposed to. And so it makes it more difficult for that child to connect and engage in an age-appropriate level the way society expects. And so by targeting those weaker, slower areas of the brain, we're able to essentially wake up the areas of the brain. And the more we can get the areas to wake up and engage and interconnect with the areas around it, we see a child starting to do better with making eye contact. We might see some of the digestive pieces start to minimize. We see an increase in that social awareness and social engagement.
That's got to be the most enlightening experience for you and for the child.
I don't think there's any amount of money in the world that could get me to do something else at this point. As a parent, to watch the change in not only the child, but in that family and in that school experience, it's incredible. And like I said earlier, we don't fix kids. We don't make kids perfect. But we're able to create lasting change for a child, change going forward that they get to carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Oh my gosh, girl. Tell us how you market your business, because the world needs to know about this business, Dr. Rebecca.
They do. You know, really, so much of our marketing, it happens by word of mouth. Many of the families that we work with come to us from personal referrals. And so when you as a parent have a great experience in center and you start to see big changes in your child, you're going to share that. People will ask you, gosh, what have you done? You know, I noticed that Johnny he's doing so much better on the playground. What's different? And so that personal referral is our number one driver. But one of our challenges in marketing is nobody knows who we are and what we do. You know when your child needs tutoring. If your child is falling behind in school and you're having a hard time working with them at home, a parent automatically knows when it's time for tutoring, and you know what tutoring is.
Yes.
You don't know when it's time for Brain Balance, and you don't know what Brain Balance is. And so one of our biggest challenges in marketing is starting to create that market awareness of it is possible to create changes for children with ADHD, Asperger's, autism, OCD, ODD, sensory processing. Change is possible. And so kind of knowing who we are and what we do, that's our biggest challenge, is in educating the community.
Got it. I know when we pass your facility at Brams Plaza in Chapel Hill, I say Brain Balance. I wonder what that is.
Exactly.
That's why I'm so glad we're talking.
Yeah, and you know, people assume that we're tutoring, and we're not. Now, what we do does help you to become more successful in school, because if your brain is age appropriate and absorbing the information, we do see really significant, exciting academic changes.
Yes.
But we're not a tutoring facility.
You're not a tutoring facility.
We're
Make
not.
That very
we're not.
Clear.
We're here to stimulate and grow and create change in the brain,
yes.
not to tutor or teach the brain.
Please give us your contact information.
Yes. Like you said, our Brain Balance in Chapel Hill is located at Rams Plaza. You can reach us on our website at brainbalancecenters.com or on the phone at 919-391-6100. That's 919-391-6100. We do also have a center in Cary, and there is a third center in the Triangle area that's not owned by our team, that's a wonderful center as well in Wake Forest.
Excellent. More than one for the Triangle to know about.
Yes.
Who helped you get this business started?
You know, Brain Balance is a national franchise, and it's an exciting time to be a part of that franchise where when we first started, when we opened our Cary Center back in 2010, there were only a handful of Brain Balance centers across the country. CNN Money Magazine ranked Brain Balance one of the top growing franchises a few years back. And so there is a huge need in the community to help our kids to get things to a better place so they can be more successful in school and friendships and in jobs going forward. So the company is growing by leaps and bounds. But as a franchise, there's tremendous support in giving us operational tools and guides. We are a very specific program that is progressive in nature. We say all the time in the brain, what fires together wires together. And so it's how we're able to create change in the brain is this multimodal program that's stimulating lots of areas of the brain all at the same time and driving things forward so that the brain is able to work stronger, better, faster, absorb information better, engage socially better. Yeah. So as a franchise, there's a lot of incredible guidelines and tools and supports in place to help the process be very successful.
You said that you can start with children. You even gave an example of 4.5 years old, I believe. Rebecca, is there a top point in which maybe somebody has waited too late and they want their 9-year-old child or their 12-year-old child to come to you? Is that too late?
There's not. And that's, you know, that was an outdated theory in science, is that past puberty that you couldn't create changes in the brain. And this new understanding of neuroplasticity, and when I say new, neuroplasticity, that understanding has been around for the last decade, but we're slower to change the approach. Science moves faster than the practical application of that science. And so brain balance is kind of a new practical application of the really current research, which is exciting to be a part of that. But we can have a 9-year-old individual that you're still able to create change. We don't work with individuals that age. We do work with school-aged children. But even 17, 18, it's not too late.
Not too late. Well, let's take a break on that note when we come back. Let's hear more about brain balance. My guest today is Dr. Rebecca Jackson, the Executive Director of Brain Balance. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest is Dr. Rebecca Jackson, the Executive Director of Brain Balance. Rebecca, critical question. When do parents know it's time to consider brain balance for their child?
That is a critical question. It's time to consider brain balance when what you're doing isn't working. When you're at that point of you're getting phone calls from your teachers, your child isn't getting invited to the birthday parties and sleepovers and play dates. If your child is unhappy, if your child's struggling and you don't know what to do next, that's a time to reach out for brain balance. We start with an assessment and that lets us know, is this the right fit for you? Is this the right next step? And we will tell you, you know what, we're not the right fit, but this is what we think the next great step would be. We're honest with families. We only work with kids that we feel really confident that we can create really significant changes. So when you're at that point of struggle and you don't know what your next step is, that's a perfect time to reach out to Brain Balance so that we can create an action plan.
Beautiful.
To create change
an
for your child.
An action plan. And who's your competition in this field?
You know, there's a lot of perceived competition, but when it comes down to it, there really isn't anyone that's approaching things the way we do at Brain Balance. And so oftentimes people are jumping to tutoring because their child is struggling academically, but oftentimes tutoring isn't the answer. If you've been tutoring, for a while and you're still not getting the academic catch-up that you need, that might be the time to change the approach to try something different.
Right.
Same with working with a psychologist. That's absolutely appropriate and so helpful and beneficial, but sometimes creating changes within the brain in addition to the strategies that the psychologist is working with you to instill can bring that child to the next level. And so we see tutors and psychologists as wonderful complementary services to what we do, not as competition whatsoever.
Excellent. You mentioned your locations throughout the triangle. Why Chapel Hill?
Oh, Chapel Hill is such a great community. This is a well-educated community that's progressive. They think outside the box. This was our dream fit in community because we're progressive. We are not an old-school traditional approach.
Right.
We are based on cutting-edge research.
Yes.
And the practical application of that research. So a community that is well-educated and progressive is our ideal fit.
You're in the right place.
We love it.
Oh, my goodness. How about your staff? How do you pick your staff? Where do they come from?
You know, years into Brain Balance, I choose staff different than I did when we first started. Number one, first and foremost, we hire who loves kids. Kids know when you're working with them if you're there for the paycheck or if you're there because you love working with them.
Right.
So passion and ability to multitask and engage with the kids and ability to make it fun. And then we do a ton of really specific training. And so it depends on the role, the credentials and backgrounds that we're looking for. But the majority of the training we do in-house because we do have a very specific approach. And so we want to make sure that you're doing things in the brain balance way.
Perfect.
And we want to stick to that because we're getting really great consistent results.
Well, Dr. Rebecca Jackson, why don't we end with your contact information? This has been so fabulous.
Good.
Let folks
Thank
know
you.
How to find you.
So the Brain Balance Center in Chapel Hill is located in Rams Plaza. Our website is brainbalancecenters.com. And you can reach us on the phone at 919-391-6100. That's 919-391-6100.
Rebecca Jackson, this has been awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you for what you're doing for all these wonderful children, you and your
team.
My pleasure. Thank you. You've been listening to 97.9 WCHL. My amazing guest today has been Dr. Rebecca Jackson, Executive Director of Brain Balance. This is Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.